Welcome to Growing Hope with Katherine Lang, coming to you from the rolling hills of Big Spring Valley in beautiful Alabama. Katherine Lang offers words of encouragement and hope to help grow up lives boldly pursuing peace and joy. Katherine seeks out the rainbows of life while sharing her lollipops of encouragement along her journey. Here on Growing Hope, she features words to help hope and grow courage, all while challenging herself and listeners to radical choices and bold purpose. This is Growing Hope with Katherine Lang, where we are growing hearts open to pursue the extraordinary. And now, here's your host, Katherine Lang.
Hello, and welcome to Growing Hope, where we are investing just a few moments to grow up hearts open to pursue the extraordinary. I am Katherine Lang, and I am your rainbows and lollipops host because I dare to see the possibility and the positive no matter what else is swirling around me. And there has been a lot swirling around me, a lot of mess, a lot of noise, and a lot of chaos. The news swirls, the whining swirls, the chaos swirls, and I sit there trying to concentrate on the eye of the storm instead of getting caught up in all of the swirling. It all started with a phone call, because most of the time the swirling starts with something small and inconspicuous. I tried to return my focus to my work after the call ended, but my mind continued to drift back to the conversation. I had to stop what I was trying to do and what I was supposed to do and make a way to rein in all of the swirling. Now, it helped me to invest some time to get the swirling in order. And then the email arrived. It was completely unrelated to the phone call, but it was another swirling mess that left me all that more dejected because of the swirling mess. I had just tempered one. I didn't need another. I tried to ignore the email, but it seems that once that swirling mess gets up in my thoughts, it will not go away. I have to face it down or it will take complete control. I handled the email with a few words and then I hunkered down to focus on doing what I knew I needed to do. It was then that I had to shift gears completely and run an errand that turned into twice as much driving and twice as much time as I had planned because something was misplaced. The only way to handle the swirling mess at that point was to literally drive right through it, which took me through the chaos of Highway 431, which just happens to be one of the most dangerous highways out there, which meant more chaos and more mess. Such was my day. Now, I could have thrown in the towel at any point, and believe me, I considered it on more than one of those points. I used each swirling encounter to accomplish a task and to feed my muse for future writing and speaking, like right now. I may not have looked like I wanted during the mess, but in the end, I had a check mark on so many of my to-do lists, and I had a little less swirling going on because of the way I worked through it. I had to be intentional about finding the possibilities in all of those messes. I had to be purposeful in finding the positives. I stuck to the speed limit despite the crazy driving going on around me, and I never had to deal with a single red light. They were all green for my drive. That is a positive. While searching through the information to deal with one mess, I found some unexpected information I could use for something else. If I had not been looking, then that information would probably have stayed tucked away in the file folder, never to see the light of day. That is a positive. Sometimes all I have to go on to calm the swirling is one little focus on a positive. And when I choose to focus on the positive and the possibilities in all the situations, as well as all the people involved, I encounter an opportunity to invest in solid foundations for growing up relationships. Seeking out the positive and the possibilities takes practice. One, I have to see it from a different perspective. I need to choose to try and view the moment from the eyes of the other person. I know I'm not them, but if I try to walk in their shoes, then I may see something I would have missed. Two, I have to go from problems into possibility. I may not can find a positive, but I can manage the problem. I can find a way around the problem, or maybe I can just push on through and create a possibility out of it. Three, I have to grasp hold of the little things. Even a little positive can have the potential to bloom into something amazing. Four, I have to look beyond the storm. See that the sun is shining, or that tomorrow is on the way, or that I'm not alone. Five, I have to refuse to go there. I have to refuse to step into the mud, or to become infected with Plum disease, or to just get tangled up in the wine. Plum disease. Poor little old me, just in case you were wondering. Life has plenty of swirling messes to toss my way, and I can either get caught up in the mess, or I can make habits that will lift me up and pull me out of the messes. The person in front of me complained about something that happened to someone else that had been on the news 1,000 miles away. And then the teller joined in and began to complain as well. At one point, they both looked at me as if expecting me to join in the complaint wheel. I wanted to explain to them that I didn't have an opinion about the situation because it wasn't my situation and there was no way I could see all the angles of the story anyway. Instead, I just nodded my head and gave them this challenge. Can you name that band that sings this song? Sometimes the only positive you can find in the circumstance may not even be related to the circumstance. But if in choosing the positive I manage to move the focus, then it will have done the job. A little misdirection can be a great way to turn to the positive and to let go of the negatives that are trying to take control. I live around some negative folks, and there are days when I just want to crawl in the darkness with them. The wrong word or the wrong look can plunge me into a negative rant. Most of the time it's only in my head, but there is that occasional rant that I have been known to allow to escape. It is my practice to rein in even the negative thoughts that try to take root in my mind. The more negatives that are around me, the more I have to be on guard to protect against the damage they can do. The best way to combat the negatives is to make a habit of seeking the positives. One, see things different, or at least from a different perspective. Kids are great examples of seeing things from a different perspective. I recently took my son to his camp, and when I got out to go into the school to sign him in, a gentleman greeted me with a normal, good morning. And I responded in kind, but then I added, "How are you?" He told me he was getting old. I smiled and said, "You're only as old as you think you are." His grandson was standing next to him and looked at me with the oddest expression. And he put his hands on his hips and he said, "He knows how old he is." See, the boy saw that conversation completely different from the way I saw it. This is only the most recent encounter I've had with kids seeing things differently, but they seem to have a natural tendency to see things from a unique perspective, and I need more of that in my life. When I choose to see things from a different perspective, when I choose to see things from how others are seeing them, then I make way for the positive and the possibilities to take root. Two, I have to go from problem to possibility. Instead of investing in complaining about something, I need to be all about doing something. I may not be able to fix the something, but I can make changes either to myself or to my circumstances that will allow me to affect the something. I may not be in a position to overcome the something, but I can take steps to manage or limit the something. My older sons and I went to pick up some furniture the other day, and the tire on the trailer began to go flat. We had to stop and fill it up with, you know, some of that fix-a-flat material. And then I had to drive home even slower than I would have done because of the full trailer. It was a problem I couldn't fix. It was a problem I couldn't get around. So I found a way to limit the damage by taking the extra time to engage with and enjoy the company of my sons. I found a way to take the problem and make it a possibility. 3, grasp hold of the little things, because the little things add up to big differences. There are times when I can't fix what is happening around. Okay, there are a lot of times that I can't fix what's happening. There are even some times when I can't do much about it, but I can find a way to smile. And that smile, that one little element of positive, helps me to get on through. My grandmother died on my 17th birthday. She'd been sick and suffering, and it was time. I was at her house when it happened, and I'd just come out of her room. I remember telling her while I was in there that I was okay with her going on my birthday. I was okay with sharing my birthday with her. Despite all the tears that followed after her death, the one thing that helped me get through and kept me going was that thought of sharing my birthday with her. That was the positive that got me through it. It may be a little positive, but even a little positive can help to get you through. 4, look beyond the storm. The storm may be big, but it is still limited. The storm may be high and it may be heavy, but the sun is still there just waiting to break through. I have to be determined enough to see beyond the limitations of the storm. I was out one day on the lake in my one-man sailboat. And it had been a great day of sailing until a storm blew up out of nowhere. The wind kicked up and sent me flipping over the side of the boat. Now I clambered my way back in and watched the storm and the winds and the waves. And then I noticed a sparkle of the sun just along the horizon. And I knew that the storm wasn't going to last forever. 5, I have to refuse to go there. I have to be determined not to get caught in the negative loop the world spins on. It is not always easy, but it is always a simple choice away. The latest That's Not Fair news story filled my social media feed. Now, I read the first article, and I even read most of the second article. And then I realized I was being sucked down into that loop of negative. And I started deleting all the feeds that showed up with the story. I couldn't fix what was going on anyway, so I refused to invest any more of my resources into the complaining and the whining. The sooner I refuse to go there, the easier it will be for me to find the positives or the possibilities in the moment. There are a lot of negatives out there. There's a lot of things that I'm going to have to face in this world. There are a lot of people that aren't really all that nice. But when I build up a habit of finding the positive and the possibility, then I will be able to navigate my way through the world and create that foundation for relationships, even with people that originally looked as not quite all that nice. See, sometimes what I see is not what really is going on. And when I choose to turn my focus just a little or to take it up a notch into something more than meets the eye, then I allow the real of the moment to become the reality of the moment. I allow that person to become the possibility that exists in the heart. I see more than a problem. Not everyone has a natural tendency towards being positive, and even those that have a natural leaning will hit chaotic swirls that cause that positive to come into question. It's during the tougher times when a habit of positive becomes so important. When I've made it a habit to always seek out the positive and search for the possibility, then even when the going gets tough, I will keep on seeking. My all-time favorite Bible verse, and the one that I have deemed the family motto, expresses this understanding perfectly for me. Philippians 4:8, according to the Lang translation, says that if it's not good, positive, uplifting, or encouraging, just let it go. Now, the King James translation says, finally, brethren, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are of good report, if there be any virtue and if there be any praise, think on these. It's a simple concept. If I'm invested in thinking on the good things, then I will not be in a position to think on the negatives. That means that when I am actively seeking out the positive, then even the storms will lose their power in my life and over my life. It is one thing to seek out the positives in a storm, but it is a whole nother one to speak that positive to the storm. My words are just as valuable as my focus, because my words hold life and they hold death. My words can give life to the positive, or they can give power to the negatives. I need to speak the positives to make a positive impact in my life and for my life. Proverbs 18:21, again using the King James translation, puts it like this: death and life are in the power of the tongue, and they that love it shall eat the fruit thereof. I take it to mean that the words I put out there will come back to me as fruit. And if I prefer the sweet fruit of positive, then I need to be speaking positive. And trust me, I like it better than the bitter fruit of negative. Paul addresses the negatives in Ephesians 4:31-32. And actually, he sums up the whole idea of being positive focused when it comes to dealing with my circumstances and in dealing with people. Paul says, according to the King James translation, let all bitterness and wrath and anger and clamor and evil speaking be put away from you with all malice, and be kind to one another. Be tenderhearted, forgiving one another, even as God, for Christ's sake, hath forgiven you. Staying focused on the positive is not always easy or comfortable, but it will produce powerful results. A positive focus will lay a foundation for growing up the lasting relationships I want for my life and that truly I need in my life, because we are designed to be in relationships. When I choose to see the possibility in others and in my circumstances, then I give life to hope, and that hope begins to make all things possible. The foundation begins with five choices, or five Beatitudes for relationship foundations. Be real. Be vulnerable. Be sincere. Be quiet. And be positive. A solid foundation will grow up relationships for life. Thank you so much for joining me on this journey of positive focus for growing relationship foundations. I look forward to hearing about your journey and your experiences with the positive. Feel free to email me with any questions or comments at radio@katherinelang.com. And please come hang out with me over at the website and catch up on the daily podcast and also any of the posts that we've shared that week, www.katherinelang.com. I would love to connect with you on social media. You can find me all around the internet by searching simply for Katherine C. Lang. On Facebook, I'm The Katherine C. Lang. On Twitter, it's @KatherineCLang. On Google Plus, it's the plus symbol, Katherine C. Lang. And on YouTube, it's again, The Katherine C. Lang. Katherine is spelled K-A-T-H-R-Y-N. You can also listen to the syndicated broadcast of Growing Hope Radio and Growing Hope Podcast at www.katherinelang.com/on-air. This is important. Everything worth doing and everything worth having is founded on relationships. It is important for us to grow up relationships that are not only lasting, but that provide the support we need to do what we're designed to do. We are called to be extraordinary and to live extraordinary lives, but we will not accomplish the task on our own. We are designed to do it together in relationships. I am Catherine Lang, your rainbows and lollipops host, because every day holds a promise of more and every action contains the power of possibility. It's not about what the world says or even what the world shows. The strength of hope and encouragement will and does push through the limits and the walls of the world. My prayer is and always will be that the words I share are helping establish foundations of hope that will shatter the delusions of the world around us. Be blessed and be a blessing.
Thanks for joining us this week for Growing Hope with Catherine Lang. Catherine is a leader in encouragement, a networking specialist, and your Hope Smith extraordinaire. To learn more about Growing Hope, visit Catherine's website at www.catherinelang.com. That's www.catherinelang.com. Catherine is also available to speak or teach at your next event. Use the contact form on the website or email Catherine with queries or questions at contactus@catherinelang.com. If you are looking for more hope and inspiration for your week, you can sign up for the Reflections column that mails out each Sunday at www.catherinelang.com/reflections. And be sure to join us back here each week for Growing Hope, where Catherine shares her heart for encouragement and her vision for hope. Until next week, keep watching for that place where your heart is open to pursue the extraordinary.